Babylon. You ain't even deep, no. Deeper manipulation to scatter the nest. The concept of the demon mother with son fatherless. And every day she put to the test. Every day she been put to the test. Ooh, 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 ooh. Can't find a virtuous woman. Love alone and keep that virtuous woman. Her loyalty is the priceless.
This is Reverend Buck Byrne. As you probably saw on the website at RadioVolta.org, the engineer of the show, Marlon, passed away yesterday. The show is on. It's going to start in a couple minutes. Tapers and relay broadcasters. The Reverend is in, is going on the air and going to start in a couple minutes.
Whatever coming from the goblins of high tech. Together I and I fit tech a mecca. Togetherness I and I fit tech a mecca. Lioness principally rock solid up.
This is Reverend.
Group 70. Group 70.
Reverend Buck Byrne going on in about 1 minute.
I understand there are plans for something much more ambitious.
I see elephants that are calling pigs.
Much more ambitious from me.
For the moment, I'm concentrating on the music with my own.
Loved one, lover, love is the very fountain of
we are the we brothers on stage. We have more for good evening, this is Reverend Buck Byrne. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, Part 2. Last week was Part 1 and went pretty well. And thank you people who sent feedback to that show. If
you saw the RadioVolta.org site, then you probably read the notice that Marlon, the great engineer and longtime producer of the show, passed away yesterday. And tonight's show is dedicated to him, as well as to Nurse Kitty. She is the mother of one of the three boys who had been missing this past week and turned up deceased in the trunk of a car in South Jersey. The Reverend has known her for a while, and so there's been a lot of death around here. And the show is dedicated to Nurse Kitty, who is grieving the loss of her son, and to Marlon's family and friends who are here at Radio Volta tonight, and where Marlon lives, going through stuff in his room. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have a tribute show to him on July 10th, a tribute to Marlon Solar. Let's play a block of tunes and then get into it. We'll still do the Michael Jackson stuff and play all the songs and everything, and cover the content that was not covered last week. Going to start off, since I am clergy, with a very holy song by Robbie Foulkes. This track is entitled God Isn't Real.
Go tell his shackled victim of the
You just heard Hopeless Dregs of Humanity doing Introduction and It's Time to Rock. Heard five songs from Rambo, The War on Self-Esteem. Kids who mosh like assholes must make for selfish lovers. If our leaders are impotent, only the people can rise. WWJD, I doubt vote for Bush, and Pig Shit. Before Rambo, you heard Every Time I Die doing Guitared and Feathered. The Ramones did Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, and started off with Robbie Foulkes doing God Isn't Real. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. From 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA. And at RadioVolta.org, The Reverend Is In is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights, 7 to 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted Wednesday mornings, 6 to 8 a.m. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted there, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, send feedback, ideas for future themed shows, song requests to announce your birthday, or best of all, to send the Reverend very cool cartoons, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Now online, the Reverend's Archive Project with past live shows that can be heard and I guess downloaded, as well as a little blog, and that is at reverendbookburn.com, and that is online. There's about 10 shows there, reverendbookburn.com archive and blog site. Next week on The Reverend Is In, we will have a George W. Bush unbirthday party in non-honor of the birthday of a war criminal, corporate hoe, third-generation member of a crime family, George W. Piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush. And that'll be next week, July 3rd, with a possible live guest. And in 2 weeks, on The Reverend Is In, on July 10th, we are going to have a memorial show. We're going to have a tribute to my friend and the engineer of the show, who has produced hundreds of Reverend Bookburn shows, done more for Philadelphia Independent Media Center and the Independent Media Center spaces and Radio Volta than could ever be measured. And a great person, actor in the Broken Hipster Show, and a million, billion great things, all of which are great. The late Marlon Solar called on the show, Marlon the great engineer, who passed away yesterday. And in 2 weeks, it's going to be Marlon's tribute show. We're going to reflect. There'll be possible guests. His family is here tonight, as is Father Oblivion. Some folks from Philly Independent Media and friends and relatives. And everybody is invited, has been invited for the tribute show, and I'm not sure who's going to come to that, and I think at least one person from Radio Volta is going to participate in that as well. In 2 weeks, tribute to Marlon Solar on The Reverend Is In. Other future shows include Halliburton Gives Condi an Oilgasm. And Recovery for Propagandists, Pubic Property, Henry Hyde's Retirement Party, More Perverted Stories from Morrow Crusaders, and that includes all kinds of evangelists, FDA buffoon David Hager, Randall Terry, Henry Hyde himself, and Neil Horsley, anti-abortion Taliban and Al-Qaeda clone, and so many more. More Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, which will be a fun show, and a whole ton others to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican Part 2. Last week was Part 1. It was also Father's Day, And I know from email and feedback that some people missed it because I guess they were doing holiday-related activities. So we're going to play one of the Michael Jackson tribute songs again tonight from Rudimentary Peni. And we're going to play different tracks, but a little bit more from the Plunderphonic release. Plunderphonic is a project from some very strange people who I believe are among those sued by Michael Jackson and his attorneys when he bought pretty much most or all of the rock and roll catalog, the ownership rights, the copyrights, the royalty rights, etc., in the 80s after becoming a megastar, and when he became the king of schlock, and hence the incredible increase of rock and pop songs in commercials and all that kind of horrifying shit. So a couple people did songs about it. We tried to get one of them from Lord Jesus, but he couldn't find it. A song called, another song from Michael Jackson, To Steal or Sell, something like that in the title, by, I believe, Big Bam. Write to me if that needs correcting and you know what it is. And another, I'm pretty sure, who was also sued, was the person or people behind Plunderphonic, which was using electronics and twisting already existing songs by the Beatles, Michael Jackson himself, Public Enemy, Elvis, James Brown, a variety of artists, Captain Beefheart, and twisting them around, turning them into tape loops, and all kinds of bizarre and trippy stuff. And we heard some of that last week, and we'll play a little more Plunderphonic tonight for this theme show, and one or two other Michael Jackson tribute songs that were selected. And if you didn't hear the very beginning of the show, tonight's show is dedicated to my friend and the engineer of the show, the late Marlon Solar, and to Nurse Kitty, who the Reverend also knows, who was the mother of one of the three children recently found deceased in the trunk of a car in the last couple of days. And the show is dedicated to them, and with hopes and intent for maximum support, strength, healing, and loving support to all who are going through these tragedies. If you do a show, especially if you do it for years, and this is going on 5 years, there's no doing this without some shit happening in your life. And so those of you who are long-term book burners have seen the ups and the downs, and if shit has happened in anywhere, my personal life, my professional life, my activist life, tragedies, anything, they've been shared, and you're in on this. So despite the humor, despite the activism, despite the sexuality, despite the mind zappiness, and all the stuff we throw in the stew on this show, we also share the other side of life, and with the hopes that there's some value to it, that there's something worthwhile that is passed on to other people. We haven't dealt with tragedy on the show since the late Dave Blood, who I knew, Dave Schultes, the bass player of the Dead Milkmen, since he took his own life in March 2004. And we did a tribute to him a couple weeks later, and we did a tribute to him last November after the memorial shows with the Dead Milkmen and Electric Love Muffin and other performers in Philadelphia. So it's weird to have that going on while you're doing a theme like Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, but there's no escaping it. There's no not doing it. I mean, it's pretty much all the energy in this building, which is of course completely appropriate, and it's of course probably the biggest thing in my head at the moment. A whole lot of other stuff seems to have far less meaning. I'll tell you a little bit about Marlon, even though the tribute show is in 2 weeks. He turned 31 last March. He was very young. It was unexpected. He was fine yesterday morning. Sent out emails. Was active, doing stuff. And he went to somebody's house, and it just came from out of the blue. He had a heart attack, and didn't make it. After that, it was yesterday, June 25th, and it was not drug related. Somebody asked me earlier. He was pretty much the calmest person in that respect in these circles, and it just came without warning, came without cause or prompt. It looked like an ordinary day in his life, and it happened out of the blue. I was unaware of it until today. Jim Baer from the Nexus show on Radio Volta called me this afternoon and told me that this show was already planned, the songs were already pulled, and the show was about 90% done when the news came over. And Marlon set up the space, did most of the technical work, all the way down to making sure there was toilet paper in here, did all the production work, did the fart sounds recording for the Asshole of the Week Awards, a lot of the gags and recordings and funny stuff was his work. He'd find me all kinds of stuff, including very rare and very hard to find stuff, often on very little notice, when seeking something for a themed show. And did a lot of the technical work, got Radio Volta back online when everything would crash, and was priceless. And he was also fantastic with the overall tone and environment within these circles in Philly Independent Media and Defenestrator. Any kind of internal conflicts or tensions, it seemed like he was friends with everybody and could be a positive force when a situation needed healing. When the Reverend was in the doghouse a couple of years ago, he was great at remedying that. And and still kept producing the show, even when it made him look bad. And great friend, great sense of humor, and a great person. In 2 weeks, we're going to do a tribute to Marlon Solar. In the meantime, there is a memorial site on the internet, which is Marlon Solar. It's spelled like solar power. S-O-L-A-R. Marlon Solar, like one word. MarlonSolar.blogspot.com. And there's a picture of him. And I think you can see pictures on his motorcycle. And some of the things that he collects. And his embroidery work. And very eclectic personality. And we're also going to play, when we do the tribute, a lot of the music that he liked to return the Reverend onto. All of that is to come. Alright, I have to stop talking about this for the time being. We did the theme last week, Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, because it was the first show that was after the Michael Jackson verdict, and of course everybody has something to say about it, and there's all kinds of blogs and shit, and I wanted to have my piece on the subject, and I also wrote a blurb, Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, at the ReverendBookburn.com site. I didn't think it was much to do with anything besides putting people on a pedestal, and which I see as one of the problems, besides the corporate media and besides the evils of the powers that be. I think the tendency to put people on the pedestal, political leaders or religious leaders or bosses even, or even celebrities, when people are put on a pedestal, they're more likely to get away with a hell of a lot more than the average person. And let's see. So we did that, and we did the theme, and I thought, in addition to people being put on a pedestal, much like the priests who for decades got away with child sexual abuse, and even more mind-boggling was that not only did so many priests get away with it for so long, but the hierarchy of the church, the bishops, the cardinals, most notoriously Cardinal Law, got away with covering up and transferring perpetrators to other parishes and actually covering up child sexual abuse. And somehow this was less of a scandal because it was church-related. And that was horrifying since the early 80s when these scandals started coming to light and the first couple of arrests were made. A lot of information came out, like the Lead Us Not Into Temptation book, A Broken Covenant, several books after that. And then the group SNAP came into being, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or snaponline.org. And it seemed that if it was anybody other than these priests and the Catholic hierarchy who are covering up and protecting them all the way up to the Vatican, there would have been a more appropriate response in every sphere of the public, but there was not. And so the Reverend has kept the issue of child sexual abuse in the church alive, and we've even attempted to rehabilitate the priests who need rehabilitation. And in Michael Jackson's case, we've done these last two shows on the assumption that he most likely was guilty, that the jurors, that the case was poorly conducted, and that the jurors had less to go on, or at least the ones who aren't on the party train, partying with the Jackson family. And I think at least two are by now, joining the Jackson party wagon. And the case was blown. And also, I think it was a case of a famous person being put on a pedestal, because if he was not a famous person, if he was not on a pedestal, he very likely would not have survived, especially a 10-count charge, and be on the loose still, and with the ability to do it again. So, since he is free, and since he is on the loose, just like so many priests and bishops and cardinals, we want to encourage their rehabilitation. And step one is to go to the website of Dr. Susan Block, the Reverend's friend. The Reverend has been a guest on her show in Los Angeles, drsusanblock.com. Very erotic entertainment when she does her video and audio streaming show worldwide on the internet, a slightly censored version on cable TV in LA and Hollywood. The Reverend show was November 2002, and very hot, very sexy, and totally adult oriented. She's the originator of the ethical hedonism philosophy. She's very entertaining, very funny, very warm and friendly, very community-like, and very explorative, kinky, fun, and extremely positive. And so, as an introduction to adult sexuality and adult erotica, it is time now, Michael Jackson and priests, to go to drsusanblock.com and check out some repeat broadcasts of her show. And Melanie, one of the producers, also works for Elegant Angel Video Productions, which is all adult-oriented, so you will only see adults doing their thing in Elegant Angel Video Productions. Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel. So, that'll give you something to chew on for a little while, and hopefully you will become less of a freakazoid. Those who need that kind of rehabilitation and can start feeling comfortable exploring adult sexuality and adult erotica. And there's more death. This is in Vaslui, Romania, on June 23rd, a 23-year-old nun was killed during an exorcism ceremony. Morisica Irina Cornici was killed while they were doing an exorcism ritual on her in Vaslui, Romania, 23-year-old nun, and that was on June 23rd. A monk and four nuns are charged with murder. Alright. I need to stop talking. So, let's see, a couple of quick plugs. Ward Sutton's great cartoon book is out. Ward Sutton is online at suttonimpactstudio.com, and you can click on his link to Cartoon of the Week or Sutton Impact Cartoons, and then the cartoons as they are run in New York's newspaper, The Village Voice. And his book is available from Seven Stories Press, which is, if you spell the word out, sevenstories.com. And in addition to Ward Sutton's great cartoon book, is another recommended book from sevenstories.com entitled Iraq Incorporated, about the business and profit end of the war in Iraq, which is pretty much 99% of what the war is about. All right. And a plug for truthout.org. You can see a multimedia presentation with Representative Maxine Waters entitled The Big Lie, and an article by Aaron Hati Roy called The Most Cowardly War in History, both at truthout.org. And news from Canada is that Rene Boget has been a medical marijuana exile who fled north to freedom in the Vancouver, Canada area. And her case seemed to be going well for a couple of years. But now it has gone the other way. And they're talking about sending her back, where she will face fascistic laws that would mean a mandatory minimum of 10 years and most likely even more, leaving behind her newborn child and her spouse and friends and associates in the Vancouver area. And you can check her out at ReneBoget.com. And if there's anything people are asked to do to support her, please do it. And let's play her a song by Bongzilla. And this is from their Apogee release, which is 100% pot songs. And let's see, what should we play from Bongzilla? Let's play the first track, H.P. Keefmaker.
Traveling with the wrong person, the wrong crowd, he's guilty. Being with people going certain trips, he's guilty. But so far as the picture that they try to paint him for, he's not guilty, and he's not, and he don't deserve to be punished as if he's some dope kingpin. The sentencing that they gave him was as if he was a dope kingpin. This guy didn't even have a brand new car. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's play a song for Michael Jackson, since he needs help rehabilitating himself, and since he needs to get into sexuality with adults and something more appropriate. We want Michael Jackson and the priests and the freakazoids in the Vatican to start being sexual with adults and getting into adult erotica. And we're going to give them a place to start with a song by Human Sexual Response in the spirit of the great week this was until the weekend hit. This is entitled Buttfuck.
We'll be right back. kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it, just eat it, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food, this thing's some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So eat it, I don't care if you're full. Just eat it, eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was from Plunderphonic. Now we're going to play a couple of songs outside of the theme, Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican. This is... Actually, I'm going to play two songs because a racist asshole and former recipient of Asshole of the Week Awards, Mr. Killen, was convicted of the murders of civil rights workers in Warm and Fuzzy, Mississippi. We're going to play some tracks pertaining to that. We're going to play a track by Crucifix entitled Prejudice, but before that, a song by Sandy Rapp, which was specifically about that, from her Flag and the Rainbow release, which you could check out at Sandy Rapp, Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, R-A-P-P, sandyrapp.com. This is entitled Gold Whistle Kid.
Ben was in New York, legal clerk to Ramsey Clark, when a cop blew the whistle on the white wash of the killings in the jails of Mississippi. Over 50 dead, it said, where it was still the same. And it was a cop, it was her first day on the job, when she saw a prisoner beaten by the cops who kept repeating, hey babe, you didn't see this. But when she said she did, she was a cop no more. And it was like before, they blew the whistle, yes they did. And Cheney and the young cop Andy Gibbs, they rode to Jackson Town and they closed the prisons down. The Maverick and the Gold Whistle Kid. There was trouble there before, back in 1964, from the riders on the trucks with the rifles in the racks. Then again in 89, out among the rolling pine, well it was still the same. Now the jails are teeming and a legion gone a-missing, with the suicides done freely and the banished called escapees. Into this went too, with a memory and a mission, where it's still the same. Just like yesterday, they blew the whistle, yes they did. And Janie and the young cop Andy Gibbs, they moved to Jackson Town and they closed the prisons down. The Maverick and the Gold Whistle Kid. And they golden whistle did its trick. For Tisdale at the press called in Jim Evans of the state and Dr. Lowry from Atlanta, called Cheney in New York. So it came to pass that the brother of James Earl Cheney and the daughter of Sister Spirit went to Jackson, Mississippi. There amid the flashes of the churches and the ashes that were yesterday, they brought forensics from Atlanta. The pathologist discovered that the dead had been embalmed before the autopsies were over, so the murders were not proved. Janet Frino closed the jail, she ruled unfit today. Just like yesterday, they blew the whistle, yes they did. Ben Cheney and the young cop Andy Gibbs, they rode to Jackson Town and they closed the prisons down. The Maverick and the Gold
Revenge, bastards, let us, masters, let us wipe our children, use the road red. Come on to them, make no distinction. The century, they know I'm made of. Well, we meet my father on the ground. They're chilling with a jack for survival. Revenge, bastards, let us, masters, let us wipe our children, use the road red. For the architecture base, it's been a siege for the insurrection. Their technology in the back, the race is quite last. Let them go place you left, no one to hide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Leave that back for a stellar, not for stellar. Walk out, children, and see the road play. This town can't be wrong. She's dead for too long. Trust me to get out you. And trust me to stay out the truth. Demons, bastards, hell, masters, hell, walk out, children, dig the road way. Go the road way. Dig the road way.
You heard Crucifix doing Prejudice. Sandy Rapp did Gold Whistle Kid. From Plunderphonic, you heard White and Don't. Weird Al Yankovic did Eat It. Human Sexual Response did Buttfuck. And started off with Bongzilla doing H.P. Keithmaker. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, where he belongs, where he'll fit in, where he could compare pictures with the freakazoids from the Church of Pedophilia. Okay, and tonight's show is dedicated to Nurse Kitty, whose child passed away this week, and to Marlon Solar, known on the show as Marlon the Great Engineer. And it's also a birthday. It's a couple of days after the birthday of Sister Anne Marie. From the Reverend's professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, happy birthday, Sister Anne Marie, who is doing just fine. A little minor problems in her professional life with a guy who was sort of like the Christian supremacist, male supremacist, psycho stalker we talked about and played a few songs for about a half a year ago. But that is taken care of. Happy birthday, Sister Anne Marie. With love from The Reverend Is In. Let's see. A couple of film plugs. Heart of the Beholder is done, and that is at beholder.com. Enron Movie in Philadelphia is at Ritz at Divorce, and is online at enronmovie.com. The title is Enron, the Smartest Guys in the Room. The Corporation is on DVD, thecorporation.org. Alright, maybe some more video reviews next week. The Reverend saw a few new tapes, but that'll wait. And check out Jello Biafra's spoken word releases and all kinds of great music at alternativetentacles.com. Alright, and there's a new resource. There's a guy who used to be the chief of police in Seattle, and he wrote a book called Breaking Rank. And his name is Norm Stamper, like the word stamp. And online, it's like one word, normstamper.com, author of Breaking Rank, former chief of Seattle police. And let's see. I was going to talk about how much a Live 8 show is likely to suck, but that can wait. Write to the Reverend if you see the Bewitched movie and tell me if it's as good as the show. Quail@sjcdc.org. We have some new stuff and some stuff from the Reverend's want list, and I'm so glad I published that on the blog site, reverendbookburn.com. Some people found at least one of those things, and Lord Jesus has also made a tape with some new stuff on it, and that is probably going to premiere next week. Please remember to crank the local Al-Qaeda clones and a violent anti-abortion group from the Columbus Baptist Church of Columbus, New Jersey. And high-tech pranksters, make note, their website is columbusbaptistchurch.org. And more death. Somebody in the Philadelphia Police Department died. It was during the protests of the biotech conference. And so the biodemocracy conference was protesting outside of it. And the way the corporate media covered this was beyond appalling. There's real coverage of it at the Philadelphia Independent Media site, phillyimc.org. But Officer Paris Williams had a cardiac arrest while chasing protesters. One person who was a participant in the protest, I believe, was squirting water, and that started a big to-do between police and protesters. And so police were chasing some of the protesters, and that's when Paris Williams had a cardiac arrest. The corporate media, to its shame, covered it by saying a police officer died after violence broke out at an anti-biotech protest. So, what could we say except the corporate media are total assholes and full of shit, and that kind of coverage and that kind of a spin was totally predictable. Alright, let's see. That's it from the mailbag. Not reading any more of this stuff. And, let's see. We do have Asshole of the Week, so I have to get to that. We'll talk about how much Live 8 is likely to suck later. More video reviews next week. Hopefully, Michael Jackson and lawyers, if you are aware of the show, we are doing it for your own good. We want you to be rehabilitated. The song Butt Fuck was supposed to be funny to you. If you don't get it, we'll send you a tape of it, although you'll probably sue us for doing that. And we want you to go to drsusanblock.com. Dr. Susan Block, the anti-Dr. Laura, as she put it. Highly erotic content, erotic education, and adult sexuality education, and entertainment, sizzling hot. And Dr. Susie is the creator of the concept Ethical Hedonism. drsusanblock.com and rehabilitate yourself. And we're going to play one of the Michael Jackson songs from last week, since some people missed the show because it was Father's Day. The band is entitled Rudimentary Peni, and the track is entitled Alice Crucifies the Pedophiles. We'll be right back.
Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Oh, Tucker, oh, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on her shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin'. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Pop rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, eat but banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
Cigarettes, for Cortina, household pets, bombs, wars, famine, death, an apathetic public. Criticism.
Public watches ITV, reads the sun, drinks cups of tea, a two-star family, state protect, a life controlled by parliament. Well, Daddy's lost his job again, because he never had no brain. He only lives to watch TV, a life controlled by apathy. For Cortina, household pets, bombs, war, famine, death, and all the public could care less. Russia seems so far away, the government seems to be okay. The paper never mentions war, the people that it caters for. Have got drink, sex, cigarettes, for Cortina.
Malevolent, deity is no place in our society! Sure, I want to be first, sure, we are the first. I'm around the fight, I'm just doing the please. telling the story. Find out a lay the truth for the people and the people tomorrow morning. Myself lucky, cause I'm glad I was there. Who would have known what to think without me, the missing link? The reporter was friendly, young, maybe new on the job. With all his questions answered, he left to write it up.
Gotta check out this great break, man. It's gonna be front
you
page.
You fool. Let me remind you of our responsibilities to our people.
Sorry, boss.
We must exclude any dangerous information in our articles.
Morning time arrived and I picked up a paper. Great, it's front page news. Excited, I read through. No mention of me anywhere. What happened? I've been changed to sickness in my stomach, now confused and full of rage. I try to tell people, but no one believes me.
Media, media, MBDIA. Media, media.
There's three sides to every story.
Everything's stagnant, inert, and I feel so far away. I've got so much more to accept. I've got so much more to face. I felt sullen and depressed. With things I needed off my chest. I've got so much more to accept. I've got so much more to say. I was beat up by the pictures in my mind on these days. I saw healing. Time to take a play on these days. Walk through brilliant light on my way to see you on these days. I can't be better off with my feet in quicksand.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and there's runner-ups. Sunday, June 26, 2005, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington. Runner-up number one is Minister Cutler. Minister Cutler is the decision maker in the extradition hearings against Renee Bourget to send her away from freedom in Vancouver, Canada, to a mandatory minimum of 10 years and possibly way longer in America for medical marijuana charges. Minister Cutler, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And we have another runner-up, too. Representative Randy Duke Cunningham, Republican from California, who is the sponsor of the banning of flag desecration bill, another Constitution and Bill of Rights shredder. Representative Randy Duke Cunningham, Republican of California, a Navy fighter ace in the Vietnam War, who has been the subject of news reports about his close relationships with defense contractors. Cunningham said that allowing the burning of the flag, quote, is an insult to all those who perished in the attacks of September 11th, 2001. Another clueless person and an asshole. Randy Duke Cunningham, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to a very, very special someone. Someone who could even top the two runners-up to Asshole of the Week this Sunday night. Hey, the ruling came under we need to fart sounds. That's better. Okay. Tonight, June 26, 2005. Asshole of the Week is from Philadelphia, Mississippi, former mayor of that town, Harlan Majeur, former mayor of Philadelphia, Mississippi in the 1990s, Harlan Majeur defended Edgar Ray Killen, recently convicted of the Mississippi civil rights workers murders, as a good man, and that the part-time preacher's Klan membership would not change his opinion, because the former mayor testified that the white supremacist group was a, quote, peaceful organization, end quote, testifying on behalf of former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Edgar Ray Killen. Obviously a racist scum. Obviously a racist lowest form of life. Former mayor of Philadelphia, Mississippi, Harlan Majeur, you are quite deservedly Asshole of the Week. Alright, time to kill these sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, Gob, or G-O-B in all capitals. Gob did On These Days. Amobna did Media, M-E-D-I-A. Misconduct did Lies. At the Drive-In did Alpha Century. And those four songs were from a great release on T4 Records entitled Freedom is Forbidden, a Zapatista's Benefit compilation. Before those songs, you heard Zolgos doing Pro-Life is Terrorism, The Subhumans, the British band, not the Canadian. The Subhumans did Apathy. Dead Milkmen did Punk Rock Girl. And started off with Rudimentary Peni doing Alice Crucifies the Pedophiles and Army of Jesus. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme has been Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, Part 2. And tonight's show was dedicated to Nurse Kitty, whose son died this week in the trunk of a car. I'm not sure what happened. It's been a headline maker. And of course, everybody in those circles are a wreck. And also, tonight's show is also dedicated to the memory of the late Marlon Solar. Go, Marlon, the great engineer. And Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org, being cool. All right, the Reverend thanks the following. Time for the credits. Oh, and see Marlon's blog spot at Marlon Solar, S-O-L-A-R, marlonsolar.blogspot.com. And I believe Everlasting Godstopper has already posted there. Now we'll do the credits. The Reverend thanks... Even the credits, Marlon was like the first name, so we'll do that. We'll do it the old way still this week. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to tonight's Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican Part 2 show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Mr. Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, the birthday girl. And big thanks to Mr. Ed Gold for all that he has done for the Reverend Bookburn Archives Project and for just plain Phistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Justin, Mr. Z and Family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, The Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, Kristen Fornbecker and Family and Friends, Tender Bartender, Benevolent Dictatoress, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, D. Monica, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, all of Independent Media, Bush Liquors Everywhere, and to all book burners everywhere, thank you. And let's see, we did the credits. Next week is the George W. Bush unbirthday party. That's July 3rd with a probable live guest. And in 2 weeks, a tribute to Marlon, the great engineer. A tribute to Marlon Solar. And let's play one more tune, and then I'm going to leave. This is by Pointed Sticks. They're a Vancouver band from the very first wave of punk. This is re-released by the folks at DOA on their label, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Brand new re-release. The band is Pointed Sticks, and the track is entitled 1-2. Good night.